When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
Hey everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast Quick Take.
Welcome back to the Rick Unger Show. We are kicking off our year in review with our favorite analyst here on the Rick Unger Show. Of course, I'm talking about my brother from another mother, Michael Steele, former chair of the RNC, MSNBC analyst, co-host. I'm sorry, I was about to give a plug to our old radio show, the host of the Michael Steele Podcast. Michael, I think the last time that we talked, it was right after the election. So the whole crazy was just getting underway. Love to hear your thoughts. We haven't had a chance to talk about this, about what the past almost 2 months now have meant to this country and what we have seen, which many, I think, sensibly are calling an attempted coup.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, a dramatic but fair characterization. When an incumbent president loses an election and refuses to acknowledge the loss of that election, B, to then take steps to undermine the results of the election by getting the legal system and political actors to, reaffirm his will as opposed to the will of the people. Yeah, I think by any other measure, you would call that a political coup and an undermining of the constitutional norms that have defined us from the rest of the world in many respects. And the fact that Donald Trump seemingly did not care, because again, it was about his self-interest, not the interest of the American people that was prevailing. We saw and watched our fellow Americans, many of whom get sucked into that particular vortex. And the problem is, Rick, that come January 21st, you're going to have a group of Americans who really genuinely believe that Joe Biden is not a legitimate president. He was elected illegally. The election was stolen from Donald Trump because there is no way on the planet Donald Trump could have lost that election. Yeah. And so that last part to me is the part that stings the most, that folks, and I'm going to use strong language here, are so damn ignorant to think that there's no way Donald Trump could ever lose that election. It really says a lot about their own desperate sense of something that Donald Trump represents for them, that they didn't put in any other president, that they've not
maybe Barack Obama
the president. No, not really. No, you didn't see the desperate attempt to keep Obama in office. You didn't hear people clamoring for a third Obama term.
Oh, no. I'm talking about going the other way. I remember when Obama was first elected, there was no shortage of people who thought that he was illegitimate, largely as a result of Trump.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that dissipated fairly quickly.
Uh-huh.
That dissipated.
It did.
You did not have those elements showing up at the inaugural parade or the inaugural events that week, like we're planning for now, to have these, you know, these idiot Proud Boys, whatever they call them. It's nothing prideful about them, but, showing up to, you know, MAGA, million MAGA, where, 2,000 people show up. Oh, it's a million people. So that gives you some sense of what we're dealing with. But you didn't have that. And so the concern, I think, going forward is how long do we stay in that space? How long do we languish here with this kind of noise from people, as opposed to moving the country forward, healing? Because, look, we still got big issues ahead of us. I mean, irrespective of what you think about Joe Biden and Kamala and the Democratic Party, they're going to be running things.
Yeah.
So Republicans have to recognize that you're not going to be able to get away with what you got away with under Joe, under Obama.
Well,
number one, because you likely won't have the Senate to do that.
You anticipated my next question, so I want to push it a little bit. But first, I want to reset. If you are just joining us, we're talking with Michael Steele, MSNBC analyst, host of the Michael Steele podcast. Michael, you know, you brought this up, and this too has been on my mind. Will it dissipate? You point out correctly that those who thought that Obama was an illegitimate president, that did go away fairly quickly. I think you've got that exactly right. My question is, will what we have seen unfold over the past 2 months, will that also, in this age where we are so forgetful, will that be lost in a reasonable period of time? Or is that here to stay for some time to come, this whole belief that Biden is an illegitimate president?
It will exist as long as Donald Trump is on the playing, on the sidelines, or anywhere near the playing field. He will not go away. He will not go quietly into that good night. He will be a former president with a Twitter account who will try to use that, I firmly believe, to set up some type of rogue presidency, sort of his own second term, if you will, to keep himself relevant, continue to willingly holding hostage the Republican Party, because they will be willing participants in that. He's not going to just go away. And anyone who thinks that, oh, this all gets better on the, you know, at 12:15 on January 20th is deluding themselves. And the fact that you have, you know, these rallies that are planned, Trump is even himself talking about holding a rally during the inauguration, which tells you he won't be there, which I told you the last time we talked, he wouldn't be there. And I will still be surprised if he returns from Mar-a-Lago or wherever the hell he is in Florida. You know, he'll have folks' aides, whatever, pack up his stuff at the White House and ship it to him.
Might be just as well if he didn't.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele podcast quick take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts, where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.